Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Before we begin today, make sure you have a pencil and paper handy. I'll be giving you some information that you'll want to write down. The Right to Life movement has one of the most critical roles in our nation's history. It is our vocation to stand up against the culture of death. We are called to protect the most vulnerable in our society, the elderly, people with disabilities, and the unborn. We speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. This is critical work and requires the work, the prayers, and the financial support of pro-lifers around the country. Although it may seem like a dry topic, the finances of our local, state, and national pro-life groups are critical. They often determine whether life-saving programs can even exist. That is, whether some unborn children will live or die. Like the economy in general, there have been many challenges to the financial strength of the pro-life movement over the past several years. This has had a serious effect on the efforts of National Right to Life and some of our state affiliates. Very rarely do we ask for donations from our pro-life prospective audience. However, because of the critical needs of the movement, we at National Right to Life are asking for your support. In previous times of emergency, pro-lifers have come through and allowed programs that save lives to continue. We hope and pray you will be there again for the most vulnerable, as you always have been. In order to be the best possible steward of your donations to pro-life efforts, make sure you are familiar with the group that calls or writes to ask for money for pro-life issues. Because they have a proven track record of saving lives, passing pro-life legislation, and lowering abortion rates, I recommend that pro-lifers support National Right to Life and our state Right to Life affiliates. Changing public policy is one of the essential components of any strategy to change and overcome the culture of death. While the conversion of the heart of each citizen to the culture of life is our hope, waiting for that hope to be realized can be even more frustrating than participating in the sometimes very slow process of changing public policy. The reasons for pursuing a strategy of enacting pro-life laws and public policies are threefold. First, such laws and policies influence those seeking and performing abortions. Thus, they protect lives. Second, once in place, they teach and promote pro-life values. Finally, even the process of promoting them through legislative and public debate teaches and raises consciousness of those indifferent to the Right to Life movement or ignorant of the facts. You can also encourage others to give to your state and National Right to Life Committee. If you gave just $10 and encouraged 9 other friends or family members to do the same, that's $100 more that we could use to educate members of Congress or the press. If you all committed to sacrificially giving $10 a month for the next year, that's more than $2,000 that can be used to reach more people with the pro-life message. If every listener did the same thing, we would have well over $1 million, perhaps even 2 or 3 million, that would continue all of our vital programming that is so important to our joint efforts on behalf of life. And by working together, we know that we are making a difference. You can donate to the National Right to Life Committee by calling 202-626-8813 or by logging on to our website at www.nrlc.org. That's 202-626-8813. Thank you so much for all you do for our great movement on behalf of the most vulnerable members of our human family. As the challenges seem to grow, so does the satisfaction of seeing the numbers of abortions drop year after year, more and more people embracing the cause of life. All of us at National Right to Life are deeply grateful for your financial support, your prayers, and your unwavering efforts on behalf of life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.